Hey everybody, this is Jeff Thompson. I got three parts to this. First of all, my sound professional binaural microphones, the TFB2 low noise in-ear binaural microphones. Little story about some trains. The Zoom H1. It's all part of this. Some little soundscapes in here and some stories in between. Stay tuned. Put on the headphones. It's pretty good stuff. I was recording with my Zoom H1 on a very low setting. Thank you, Rucky G. And the train comes through, crosses the trestle. I was underneath the trestle, off to the side. But I was on the wrong side in the beginning where the train zoomed by. As you can tell, I got a little bit louder as it clunked on by. Train comes from North Dakota. And that's where they're doing the fracking. A lot of oil. Warren Buffett's company bought the Burlington Northern Santa Fe outright for about $36 billion back in 2009. In 2008, they were doing 10,000 barrels a week. Today, they are doing over 650,000 barrels a week. And all that oil comes through Fridley, Minnesota, out to the eastern refineries. Today, Warren Buffett's company has an estimated value of over $100 billion. The train you're hearing now is comprised of brand new oil tankers full of oil headed out east. You can tell by the weight. There's not much banging or clanging. Pretty smooth. Every once in a while, a random car is thrown in here and you can really hear that rattle on through. But when they're full of oil, it's pretty smooth sailing. A grew up here in Fridley, Minnesota, and 3 years ago, after a lot of rain came down, it washed away part of the embankment after the trestle. The train came by and fell right into the lake. No one was really hurt, and I was happened to be out in the shop when I heard the thundering sound, and I came out thinking, that didn't sound like thunder. Couldn't figure it out, so I went back in, and about half hour later, my stepdad showed up. And he said, what's that diesel smell? Well, we walked out in the yard and stood around like we knew what we were going to do and find and search out, but we found nothing. And about 10 minutes later, helicopters were overhead flying all over the place. So we decided to turn on the news, and lo and behold, no more than a quarter of a mile. The train, 13 cars were in the lake, and a lot of corn and some diesel fuel. That summer, we had thousands and thousands of ducks and geese. It was quite the scene. I had moved away from the trestle here, and this is where I typically cross. As a kid, we used to cross here all the time, hop the train, go down to the local pinball place and arcade and play some games. It was always easy to go into town because the train was always slowing down. The yard was just down 2-3 miles. It was always slowing down. When you were coming back, it was a little bit tougher. Should you jump before the trestle or should you jump after it? Was it picking up speed? A lot of things you had to think about as a 12-year-old kid, 13, 14, 15, maybe not 12. A lot of things to think about. A lot of it was stupid stuff. This train was headed up to North Dakota. Seems now they need a lot more supplies up there to keep all them workers happy. All the Walmarts, all the everything. Here comes a big one. You can just hear it's big.